fine. You can't see as much as... Well, that's okay, too.
As you wish, sorry.
Is this okay?
Yeah, fine.
And now I'm going to sing, believe it or not. Barnaby, I don't know if you should have mentioned that I could do a song, because I did spend 30 years in third grade. So, I've been working in my garden all the livelong day. I've been working in my garden just to keep those weeds at bay. Can't you see them with their deep roots, alert to such a predator as me? When all I'm truly desiring is a great bouquet that's free for Sunday service. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Growing up in San Diego, my earliest memories of flowers are from the house we lived in when I was 5 years old. I can still picture the bright orange nasturtiums that nestled cheerily along the white stucco wall, basking in the California sunshine. I grew through the years of my childhood, helped my mother with caring for my three younger sisters, and eventually caught on to how much Mom loved flowers in general, especially roses. Perhaps those early years influenced my own deep love of flowers and nature in general. Though I do recognize that I was always so busy, I often failed to stop and smell the roses. Now in my retirement, I'm part of our flower co-op, providing seasonal decorations for services. I find myself constantly enjoying a search for creative possibility, seeking, investigating, securing items that might be useful for arrangements. While vacationing on Cape Cod this summer, I found branches that had come down as a result of the tornadoes that hit just before my arrival. So after packing the car for the trip home, I created space for two large, interestingly formed branches to travel with me as a top layer in the back of the car. My garage space is actually a holding area with various containers of dried flowers, tall plant stems, seed pods, other tree remnants that I've gathered, and, of course, additional items that I may use at some point. Those of you who have been worshiping here for some time have come to notice that our worship space is filled with multiple arrangements created by our committee members. We offer one another supportive encouragement as we exercise our own creativity and discover how we are growing in our abilities to assemble arrangements that enhance the beauty of this physical space. We consult with one another regarding our intentions to offer the presence of natural beauty during worship. It is our hope that you find solace, comfort, joy, and peaceful thoughts in the presence of what we have created. We value your comments. We appreciate when you offer something in your own yard that we may harvest or give an appropriate trim. The members of our group take inspiration from others. We make valuable use of what each season yields. Sometimes our final product that you happen to see is a result of sheer luck, as when I've clipped my yard's lavender flowering Russian sage and simply lift the whole bundle of stems into a large vessel, hoping it will settle and look presentable. And you all compliment me on it, so I guess it does. During this past year, I trimmed the mountain ash that sits in my front yard when its branches were so heavily laden with, heavily laden with red berry clusters. Simply placing them in a sturdy vase filled with some rocks for stability brought many comments, one of which was how the arrangement looked like something from Dr. Seuss's imagination with its quirky angles and popping red and green color. I have come to realize, though, how deep and intensive this creative activity is for me and the nourishment it has brought within my own being. I see how I carry it with me continually and know inside my soul there resides an awareness and there resides an awareness that beauty in the environment soothes me deeply. I love being in nature, and I love envisioning and then creating a piece that brings beauty to share with others. Earlier this month, as I read through the September newsletter, I reflected on the extensive opportunities for engagement that are present within the structure of our congregation and in our community. That led me once again to acknowledge how fortunate we are to come together, to work together, explore together, and most of all, nourish and grow together. Nourish and grow together. We are all seekers. We are finding possibility as we contribute to the strength and existence of our chosen community of Unitarian Universalists. Within that reflection is also the acknowledgement and commitment of support by each of us to contribute our efforts to sustain and enrich what happens here. The members of our Flower Co-op feel strongly about what we bring to CVUUS. We invite you to join us by offering your ideas, your energy, and your own green growth from home. Please share yourselves with us as we put our heads and hands together and love the spiritual energy that comes from sharing what we have and what we create.